It's time to catch up with our tech guru, Jeff Quattromani, to talk about the world of technology. How are we doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm excited for these three topics today, starting with projection night at everyone's home could just be about to get a lot more exciting.
A lot more exciting, a lot more portable, I think, would be the big message here. This is coming from Philips, who have got a new product that's just come to market called the Pico Pix Max TV. Now, despite the long name, it's a very small projector that can actually shoot a 120-inch display. So this small handheld projector with its own battery life, with its own speakers built in, can project to any surface that you might have outside if you've got your own projection screen, and you can have your outdoor movie nights all running on the projector itself.
Mate, so why wouldn't I just put this in my house and use it as my television?
You could. I think the biggest concern here would be brightness. So yeah, this is fantastic right at night time, project it onto the wall. You're not too upset about, you know, clarity, perfect brightness and things like that. You just want to enjoy an outdoor movie night. I think for regular TV viewing, nothing beats a normal television, to be honest.
Fair enough. And could I plug my Xbox into it and project that up as well?
You could plug a gaming console into it or anything else, but it's also got its own smart TV interface, which is from Google. So it's got all of the apps you'd actually expect to stream from. So you just use the remote control and you can be watching Netflix straight away.
All right, looking forward to giving that a try at some stage. Now, our voice assistant's voice could be changing.
Yes, it could be. So Amazon demonstrated a way that you can actually teach their voice assistant to sound like anybody. Literally anybody. If I wanted my voice system to sound like you, I would need to play 1 minute of your voice, which probably wouldn't be that difficult to find 1 minute of your voice.
No, that's true.
Being played, and then suddenly Alexa becomes your voice. Now, while that technology now exists, it's not going to be released because there's a number of reasons why it could be used for, you know, inappropriate ways or criminal activity, you know, using somebody else's voice.
Yeah.
But the technology is there. Effectively, you could have somebody who is deceased living through AI, and that means that your, you know, great-great-grandmother could be reading your son bedtime stories in the future.
Good morning, Jeff. The temperature is currently 19 degrees. Would you like to listen to the radio? Would you like me to do that for you every morning, mate?
That sounds pretty good. I wouldn't mind that little voice assistant.
I'd be going for Basil Fawlty. I could not resist.
I like it.
All right, and finally, we're talking pussycats. Talk to me about what are the options here.
So look, cats, you have to feed, they move around, they can be lost. There's a lot of dramas with having pets, but how about this? This is called the Petit Cubo, and it looks like a cushion, but it has a tail that has its own little heartbeat sound. The tail wags when it hears voice or touch. And it could be the cat that you have that never needs to be fed. It just needs to be recharged.
Oh, mate, just so you know, this is the sound that greets us every morning and every afternoon when it needs to be fed. So the Petit Cubo doesn't even do that, does it?
No, it doesn't actually do that either. It doesn't even purr. It just has a little wagging tail. So, you know, it could be that perfect comfort toy if somebody maybe wants a cat but couldn't have, doesn't have the right living situation for it. This is probably the closest thing to it, but it really is an electric cushion with a tail.
I think they need to add the purring, actually, because I think about it, of an afternoon, Safi, Mistress of the Night, does tend to sit herself up on my lap and curl up and go to sleep while I'm watching the TV or reading the paper. That's the only thing they need to add to it, mate.
Well, the other thing that's missing is the head. There is no head on this cushion, so while it's got the tail of a cat, it doesn't have the head of one, which makes it a bit weird.
That is a bit creepy. How much do we fork out for our Petit Cubo?
Just $230.
It's cheaper to get a real cat. Good Lord. Well, we might give that one a miss at Christmas time. You never do know. Somebody out there could be lonely and they just don't want to have to feed a cat, which is probably not a bad idea.
Yes, maybe there is someone out there for this, but it's not me.
Jeff, looking forward to talking more technology next week. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.